So what happens when you know a coworker is taking more credit than they should for something? How in the thick of it do you involve yourself?
I think maybe we've kind of already made a decision about it.
I know. All right. So we got this message from Alicia.
She says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, love your show.
Thank you.
Need some thoughts on this. It's possible my petty nature has gotten the best of me."
You know what? That is very mature of you to say.
Are we going to be the petty police?
Maybe.
I want to get your thoughts. Uh-huh. I have this coworker that for years has taken credit for work that isn't theirs. There have been 3 times over the last 2 years alone that she claimed credit for an idea I had that they claimed.
Oh.
All 3 times.
Oh.
I bit my lip, didn't fight her on it in the name of not looking petty. The
right.
team still benefited from the ideas, but I didn't get the proper credit.
Hmm.
I know this is why I did what I did last week, but it still doesn't make it right. Okay. This same coworker lives just a mile from me. While we both commute 30 minutes to work, where the rest of our coworkers predominantly live.
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't be aware of just how good these cookies are at this local mom-and-pop bakery.
Oh.
Cookies from this bakery were on display in our break room last week, and this person had posted a note with them saying, "I've been experimenting in the kitchen. Let me know if you have any thoughts or how I can make these cookies better."
Oh.
People were raving about how good these cookies were and were kissing her butt all day.
Oh, my gosh.
It got to me, and when someone mentioned the cookies to me, I blew up the lie. I even brought this person one of the bakery's cookies the next day to prove it.
Oh, my gosh!
Well, this person included a jab in a company email to this person.
A jab?
The lie. She got trolled pretty hard all day. She came to me in tears asking why I would be so mean.
Mm.
I felt terrible. And now realize that I probably went a little too far. Am I a huge jerk or just a little one?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. So she's just wanting to know. She knows she feels some sort of way now.
Right. But she's just like, do I feel really bad or just kind of bad?
On the scale of how bad is this?
Yes.
How bad is this?
Okay, I feel like this would have been the perfect opportunity, though, to air your beef with her about her taking your ideas and then getting credit for them. Like, that's when if she knew it was you, she called you out, and then that's when you say, "Well, I got a little tired of you passing other people's work off as your own."
Mm-hmm.
And I thought enough was enough.
Yeah.
And then, list off the 3 ideas that were hers,
Alicia's, right.
that, this person stole. And then maybe that might have been the way to shut that down.
Haley texts in and says, "Karma is my boyfriend."
Yes. Yes. Eric says, "Not a jerk. You serve justice and might have taught her a lesson. Next time, maybe she won't take your accomplishments." Or in this case, other people's accomplishments. Stephanie, people love to play victim once they're called out on their bull.
More importantly, and I think really the thing that we're all glazing over is... I need to know what cookies they are.
Yes, we need the cookies.
I want to know the cookies.
Yes. I mean, Alicia, it really would have, for research purposes, been nice to send us some of the cookies.
Or at least tell us where we could get some ourselves.
Exactly. Dang.
So, let's see. Okay, let's try to... Hang on.
Going through all 30... of the cookie shops within that... Stop.
Wait, did she say 30 minutes or 30 miles?
I don't know. 30 minutes to work.
30 minutes.
They commute 30 minutes.
Okay, so it could be anywhere between.
We don't know anywhere. She didn't reference any part of town where
Mom
she lives.
Mom and Pop.
Stop. We will look that up later.
Bakery.
The point is that
within.
That would have been a great moment to explain why she was so petty with the cookies.
Mom and Pop Bakery within 30
minutes.
So
do we circle back?
Of Louisville. Sorry, I'm on a mission.
Focus. Focus.
I'm on a mission.
Find the cookies later. We're on a mission for Alicia. Does she circle back and just say, hey, again, sorry about the cookies, but this is really the real reason why I did it.
Yeah,
and
I think
feel like you've got a habit of taking credit for other people's work, mainly mine,
right.
These three
and maybe this is a good opportunity to approach that and maybe get to the real root of it all.
Yes.
Here.
Because I think maybe we still need to have that out because otherwise she just looks petty for like no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just to call her out for some cookies.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
She needs to know the deeper reason.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, and then people are going to feel some sort of way about you.
Exactly.
Alicia. If,
exactly.
If they just think you're a big old like tattletale and can't take, you know, I don't know, and just are jealous.
Like if they
about
think it was just about the cookies, yeah, they may think she is, you know, nice, liver petty. But I think she needs to clear the air with this person as to, listen, this was kind of the final straw, the straw that broke the camel's back for me, and this is why.
All right. If you've got a great story about how you were petty or someone was a little bit was a little petty Betty at you at work and
got revenge in some sort of way.
That's right. 502-795-1997 is our number. So yeah, we could take some of those on the way if you want.